like our new intro there, don't you, Mark?
I love it.
I love it. Hi, everyone. Welcome to that classic rock show on Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP, the Mighty 101.5 FM. I am Jim Samaria.
And I'm your co-host, Mark Plotnick. Each week, Jim and I bring you music, insights, backstories, humor, and interviews covering rock music and more from the 1950s through the 1980s, or wherever the music takes us.
And going back and speaking of that opening, that was Jeff Beck, the legendary Jeff Beck, and his song Beck's Bolero.
Yep. The amazing and innovative Jeff Beck passed away recently. So, of course, we are dedicating two shows to this creative artist. Someone once said that Jeff Beck is number one in a class of one.
That is true. And, you know, Mark, we both can say this since we both have our Jeff Beck shirts on. He is my favorite musician. I know he's one of yours, and he had a long career. And, you know, he changed throughout, and he grew constantly.
Yes, he did. And, Jim, we were fortunate to have seen him at his last concert in Chicago this past October.
Yeah, a great show, the one with Johnny Depp. And I was very, very fortunate to have a photo pass and get photos of him show in Chicago.
I know. You know what? I was so happy for you, and I said, what an honor. And that is something you'll never forget. I mean, there were only a handful of photographers that were taking photos. Well, we plan to delve into Jeff's career as best we can and give you some trivia along the way. His music catalog is so vast that we should probably get going on the show. Okay, Jim?
Yeah. You know, we're going to do two shows on Jeff Beck, one this week and one next week. So I hope everyone enjoys both shows. Anyway, Jeff first got interested in the guitar when he heard Les Paul play on the song How High the Moon. This got things going in motion. But it was actually Jeff's sister, Annetta, who was actually a huge influence, too, because she was the one who brought the rock and roll records into the house. When Jeff heard music by Gene Vincent and the Blue Caps, he was hooked on rock and roll. He had to find the person who played guitar in those songs, though.
Yep, and that guitarist was none other than Cliff Gallup. For many years, Jeff wanted to play tribute to the man who got him started. So in 1993, he made an all-cover album of Gene Vincent's songs, and that album was called Crazy Legs. So let's lead off our show with a song from that album, and it is titled Pink Thunderbird.
I got a pink thunderbird with a red plush seat. Oh, baby, it's mine. I got a new brick house and a two-car porch. Baby, they're mine, too. I got a bank account, a baby filled with greens. Baby, it's all mine. There ain't nothing I got, baby, you don't need. Well, anything I got, baby, you can have it. Anything I got, baby, you can use. Anything I got, baby, you can have it. If you only say I do, I do, I do, I do. Yacht at the end of the lake, baby, that's mine. I got a million cows that moon wine, baby, they're mine too. I got a factory and an airplane too, baby, it's all mine. There ain't nothing I got, baby, you don't need. Well, anything I got, baby, you can have it. Nothing I got, baby, you can use. Anything I got, baby, you can have it. If you wanna say I do, I do, I do, I do. Baby, it's mine. I got a new brick house and a two-car porch. Baby, they're mine too. I got a bank account, a baby filled with greens. Baby, it's all mine. There ain't nothing I got, baby, you don't need. Well, anything I got, baby, you can have it. Nothing I got, baby, you can use. Anything I got, baby, you can have it. You only say I do, I do, I do, I do. Right. Baby, you don't need it. Well, anything I got, baby, you can have it. Nothing I got, baby, you can use. Anything I got, baby, you can have it. Yeah, you only say I do, I do, I do, I do.
All right, there was Pink Thunderbird. Well, Jeff's sister once again played a major role in his life as a result of being friends with a guy by the name of Jimmy Page. And Page, like her brother, was into guitars and music, so she introduced them when they were 15 years old, and they became instant friends.
I always find it amazing when people have known each other that long and they're both geniuses. At 15, I think of my 15-year-old's friends, I don't know if any of us were geniuses.
We talk about that all the time. What the heck were you doing when you were 15?
That's right.
Suck on my thumb.
Well, Jimmy Page, his career obviously is well documented. But at that time, he became an in-demand session player with a great reputation. And when Eric Clapton quit the Yardbirds, the band asked Jimmy to join. Well, Jimmy was making such good money doing session work, he told them thanks but no thanks and recommended a friend who can handle the job, and that friend was Jeff Beck. So the Yardbirds hired him, and they went on to have their best years ever with Beck on guitar. They had more hit songs at the time. So here's one of those hits, one of my favorites, I'm a Man.
Jim, that was, you did that in great time, all that air guitar stuff.
I played air guitar. I invented the air guitar because of that song, especially the ending.
Oh, yeah, like
George
Santos, right? You invented air guitar.
I invented the air guitar, okay. He took credit, but I actually did.
Yeah.
And, 12 years old, and I'm out playing that song on the air guitar. Well, anyway, going back to the top of our show, we played the intro to Beck's Bolero. So let's hear the entire song. It was written for Jeff by his friend Jimmy Page, although Jeff always said he wrote some of it, too. It features, listen to who's on this song, John Paul Jones on bass, who went on to Led Zeppelin, of course, Nicky Hopkins, one of your idols, keyboards, and the one, the only, my other favorite musician, Keith Moon on drums.
And just as a side note, there's a scream you'll hear on this song when it kicks into high gear, and that scream is courtesy none other than Keith Moon, who was affectionately nicknamed Moon the Loon.
Moon the Loon. That was a cookie, too.
He was a wacky guy.
He was wacky, but right. Loved him. Okay, let's listen to Beck's Bolero.
Oh,
Bex Bolero, and you heard Bex Bolero on that classic rock show, WHRULP, Huntley Community Radio, 101.5, where we play the greatest music of all time.
That was your Elvis voice.
Yes, was.
Well, after leaving the Yardbirds, Bex started his own group, named after himself, why not, and brought on a very shy singer by the name of Rod Stewart. Their first album, Truth, in 1968, is considered one of the best albums ever.
Most definitely. And there's so many good cuts on the album, but we're going to go with the blues song Ain't Superstitious, which was written by Willie Dixon and first performed, actually, by Howlin' Wolf. I Ain't Superstitious with the great Rod Stewart on vocals. What's next?
I'm a little superstitious.
Yeah, are you?
Yeah. Well, During those early days, let's face it, Jeff wasn't the easiest guy to get along with. So the first Jeff Beck group broke up just as they were getting big.
Did you know that they turned down, when it was the Rod Stewart days, they turned down a chance to play at Woodstock? That would have helped.
Yeah, you know what? Jim, I didn't know that until you told me a while ago. Well, anyways, the next band Beck put together was also quite good. It featured Cozy Powell on drums, Bob Tench on vocals, and another one of my favorite piano players, Max Middleton. Their first album was released in 1971, entitled Rough and Ready, and it was noteworthy for bridging the gap between blues and hard rock and jazz.
And just really quick on Cozy Powell, I got to meet Cozy Powell. Like about a year or two later, he played with a band called Bedlam. And I mentioned the concert I first saw in 72 with the Jeff Beck group, and he said, that was one of our best shows.
Really?
So that was really cool, yeah.
That's a great story.
Well, thank you. And it's a true one.
I know
it's not
it
a Santos story.
Know.
It's true. Yeah.
No, we only tell the truth on this show.
That's right.
Usually.
Well, anyway, so the Jeff Beck group followed up that first album, the Jeff Beck album, with the Jeff Beck album. That was the one also known as the Orange album. So anyway, that's when I first saw him. Like I said, I was an instant fan. I never heard anyone play like that. He was just fantastic.
And so let's play two songs back to back. First song will be I've Been Used from Rough and Ready, and then we'll play Highways from the Orange album. And by the way, orange refers to the fruit on the cover and not the color. Right, Jim?
Correct.
All right. We'll be right back.
Well, after that Jeff Beck group broke up, he finally got together with the guys he wanted to, drummer Carmen Appice and Tim Bogart on bass from Vanilla Fudge. And of course, they called the band Beck, Bogart, and Appice. Here's a song from their one album from 1973, and the song is Living Alone. Well, sadly, lack of good material and more importantly, the lack of a good singer did BBA in. But what would Jeff Beck do next? Well, stay tuned for part two of the Classic Rock Show on Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP 101.5 FM. We are paying tribute to Jeff Beck.